You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amidst the global student protests campaigning against the involvement of academic institutions in Israel's ongoing war in Gaza, many universities in Aotearoa have organized similar protests and issued calls to their universities to disclose their investments and divest from the State of Israel. Following a recent protest at Massey University in solidarity with Palestine, students found that the university had invested more than $7,000 in Israeli government bonds within the past 3 months. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Deniti Boata, a student at Massey and member of Students for Justice in Palestine, who organized a petition calling for the university to disclose its investments and divest from the State of Israel. So to start off, tell us about the petition and your calls to Massey University.
Yeah, so this petition is being run by Massey Students for Justice in Palestine. We're a group of anti-colonial, pro-Indigenous students, staff and alumni from the Oteha campus, the Manawatu campus and the Pukeahu campuses, which are the three main Massey campuses. And we have found that Massey is currently investing just over $7,000 in Israeli government bonds. And our petition is basically asking Massey to divest from those bonds immediately, asking them to disclose any other investment in the Israeli government, in Israeli companies or companies identified by the BDS movement, that's the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions movement, asking Massey University to fully disclose all research collaborations with Israeli universities, institutions and companies, and to encourage all academics to observe the academic and cultural boycott of Israel, and for Massey to take seriously its obligations to Indigenous students as an apparently Titiriti-led university. And we've also reiterated demands made by students across the country to all of their universities.
So how did Students for Justice in Palestine come to find out about Massey's ties to the State of Israel?
So that began with some students at the Pukeahu campus. They painted over the wall of the Fine Arts building in protest, calling for Massey to disclose any ties to Israel. Those students then had a meeting with the head of school, and it was there that they were told about the investment. They also had put in an OIA and received an OIA confirming what the head of school had told them.
Does Massey University have any ethical investment frameworks in place?
Yeah, so apparently Massey University is a signatory of the UN Principles for Responsible Investment. And that is supposed to keep them accountable to better aligning their investment activities with society's environmental, social and corporate governance interests. And so based on that, we think that investing in genocide does not better align with any of those interests.
Does Massey have any other financial ties to the State of Israel or arms manufacturers aside from government bonds?
At the moment, we don't know. We're waiting on finding that information out. But part of our petition is demanding that Massey disclose any and all of those collaborations and investments.
Have Students for Justice in Palestine been able to talk with faculty about divestment or had any response from the university so far?
No, we've had none. All we have had is on the day that we announced that Massey was investing in these Israeli government bonds, the Massey University Instagram page published an opinion piece by the provost saying that Massey University has a right to remain silent on the issue of the genocide in Palestine, which we just disagree with. We think that as a principled university, as a supposedly Titiriti-led university, we think that Massey University actually has a responsibility to speak up.
So previous correspondence with the faculty regarding the current genocide in Gaza hasn't been going so smoothly, I take it?
No, we just had that one instance of hearing about the investments, and that's all they've told us.
So after Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Canterbury was able to come to an agreement after their solidarity encampment, are you confident that you will be able to do the same with the faculty at Massey?
Yeah, we hope so. What's great is that we have connections to Students for Justice in Palestine in Canterbury, in Pawnicket, up north, across all other universities in New Zealand, and so we're hoping to get their support to try and push and pressure Massey to agree to our demands.
So we're now at the end of the interview. Do you have anything you'd like to finish off with or any closing statements you'd like to make?
Yeah, this petition is open to anybody. You don't have to be a student. You don't have to be Massey affiliated. You just have to be a citizen concerned about the fact that New Zealand institutions are investing in a current genocide and are refusing to speak up and refusing to divest without pressure from us. So please, whoever you are, if you think that this is wrong, please feel free to sign and share our petition.
And that was Denithi Boata from Massey University Students for Justice in Palestine, talking to us about the petition for the university to divest from the State of Israel. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Massey University Divest from Genocide. You can also keep track of Students for Justice in Palestine at Massey at Massey.sjp on Instagram.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.